This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Opportunity to fit our vision. Now, Mr. President, that's a quote. Not from some communist activist leader somewhere in the United States. Not from some third world general. No, that's from the third ranking Democrat in the United States House of Representatives. Let that sink in for a minute, Mr. President.
Well, you do let that sink in a moment. That was Senator Kevin Cramer yesterday, late in the day, on the Senate floor, having a rather stern conversation for the fellow senators, and certainly has gotten the attention of the Democrats, although they've still not yet said, okay, we're ready to vote. They're still trying to get more goodies, like early voting. I can't even believe that they had the audacious shameless, sick idea that a piece of legislation designed to help people recover from an enemy and an attack unlike anything any of us remember, because they wanted to have more chances for their little wish list on voting included in the package. You can't make it up. Mitch McConnell is on the Senate floor right now talking about this national crisis. We're awaiting word on whether or not they're going to proceed to a vote on this or not. Every day is like a month right now when you talk about the amount of businesses and employees that are without jobs. This is as much about workers as is about the employer. And they're playing games. It's unbelievable. Let's pick up McConnell and see if we got some progress here.
And the safety of more healthcare professionals. That's why right after I fast-tracked the Democrat House relief bill through the Senate, I immediately turned the Senate toward developing an even bigger and bolder relief package for the American people. 9 days ago, I laid out the key objectives of our work. We had to send direct financial assistance to Americans, direct assistance to Americans. We had to help Main Street small businesses. We had to act to stabilize the foundations of our economy for workers. And of course, we had to send more resources to medical professionals and our health care system. 5 days ago, Senate Republicans released our initial framework for the CARES Act. We put forward bold policies like sending cash directly to Americans, pouring money into small businesses, lending to national industries to prevent mass layoffs, and surge resources for doctors, nurses, and patients. We knew we needed a proposal to address our nation's pain at literally every level. Now, in the past few days, some voices have tried to pit some Americans against other Americans and argue that directly helping workers and strengthening businesses are somehow conflicting priorities. That is utter nonsense. American workers need paychecks. They need jobs. The working men and women of this country do need direct relief from government in this crisis, but for goodness sakes, they also need their paychecks. They need to be able to resume their lives and their jobs once this is over. The two things can't be separated. There's a term for when you separate employees from employers. There's a term for that. It's called unemployment. Let me say that again. There's a term for when you separate employees from employers. It's called unemployment. That's what we're trying to avoid. So this is no time to point fingers or stoke these culture wars. This is the time to unify. Perhaps now more than at any moment in living memory, all of us Americans are in this together. This pandemic is not the fault of the American workers who make this country run. It's not the fault of small business owners. It's not the fault of major national employers. Everyone needs help. We're all in this together. We need an all-of-the-above approach. And that's what our framework put forward. Help for workers and families and employers and health care providers. As soon as Republicans put out our draft proposal to treat every aspect of this crisis, I immediately called for bipartisan talks. That's not something you see often in Washington. As soon as I released our first draft, I immediately invited the other side, these folks over here, to make their suggestions. That's what you call urgency. We set up bipartisan working groups. I asked negotiators to work together to turn our rough draft into something that could pass the Senate with overwhelming bipartisan support. Republicans and Democrats traded ideas. Democrats asked for many changes to the initial draft and received many. The updated text released a few days ago included proposals from the other side. And of course, as our colleagues have dragged out the last several days, even further changes have been made at their request. This majority has gone out of its way to make this process as bipartisan and as open as possible. The administration has bent over backwards to work with Democrats and address their concerns. Now, at last, I believe we're on the five-yard line. It's taken a lot of noise and a lot of rhetoric to get us here. That, of course, sometimes happens in this town. At different times, we received Democrat counteroffers that demanded things like new emission standards or tax credits for solar panels. We saw the Speaker of the House release an encyclopedia of unrelated demands as though it were a coronavirus proposal somehow. In spite of all that, we are very close. We are close to a bill that takes our bold Republican framework, integrates further ideas from both parties, and delivers huge progress on each of the four core priorities I laid out a week ago. So today, Madam President, today the Senate has a chance to get back on track. Today we can make all of the Washington drama fade away. If we act today, what Americans will remember and what history will record is that the Senate did the right thing. That we came together. That we took a lesson from the way Americans are uniting all across the country and working together. That we combined ideas from both sides and took a bold step to protect Americans and help our nation through this crisis. I'm not sure how many ways to say it, Madam President, but the clock has run out. The buzzer is sounding. The hour for bargaining, as though this were business as usual, has expired. The American people need our Democratic friends to take yes for an answer. Now, I hope that'll happen today. Doctors and nurses need masks. Families need help. Small businesses need cash. Hospitals need funding. Their Senate majority is ready to deliver those things. We've been ready to deliver those things for a while. I hope today is the day this body will get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you've just heard is the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying, all right, stop it. Knock it off. Quit it. Let's go. The market likes it, by the way. Went up a couple hundred points while he was talking. It's up about 7% now. Unfortunately, that's 7% of a lower number these days. But it did go up. And clearly, okay, you played your little game. You got your new emission standards in there. That has a lot to do with the coronavirus, right? Maybe less people will get the coronavirus if we have new emission standards and, you know, we can get a little more green. Early voting, a lot to do with it. You know, you can't find all kinds of new ways for people to vote and to make sure you include ways to cheat easier for people voting, too, because the Democrats can't get enough of that. That's how they preserve their status, their power. Solar panels, tax credits, hand them out.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim, I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndieFlagpoleGuy.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you by MyPillow. It's times like this you need a good night's sleep to get through this, because no doubt a lot of folks listening to this program are tossing and turning. They've been tossing and turning on farms and ranches for months, going on years. Folks in the oil and gas industry, honestly, are always tossing and turning. Prices go up, prices go down, but this is something nobody envisioned. Nobody envisioned. We go from nipping at $60 oil to $10. dollar oil. It's gotten down to 10 bucks when you take the WTI minus the Bakken discount. That's some serious tossing and turning. And then, of course, this health crisis and what that does with the health community and people who have to say, do I impose this on a business because of what a doctor is telling me could happen, might happen? All of that is, that's ripe for a restless night's sleep. But one thing that'll help it is MyPillow. And I don't know about you, but I feel like I just need to do something that helps folks. I want to keep those folks who are making those pillows 10 feet away from each other just to keep them going and keep up with the demand and having one heck of a tough time. I want to help them. I want to help them. Pet pillows, travel pillows, and the deals are incredible right now. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials. You'll find all the deals. Use the promo code Scott. You'll get the best deal of any. If you need a good book, throw in Mike's book, From Crack Addict to CEO. What are the odds? An incredible American success story. From crack addict to founder of MyPillow. Check it out. 800-506-9028 or online, MyPillow.com. What do you need, folks? What are you thinking right now? What? How can we help you? I want to know the answer to that question. Stephen Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Good, good. Hey, I'd like to make a comment on the bill that Nancy Pelosi is introducing in wisdom. She's put in there. And this bill is all about coronavirus help. But she's put in there that we found a couple of things for the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. That's kind of one of those bills they slip in there.
I saw there's like $35 million for the Kennedy Center, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. And what does that have to do with the coronavirus?
Well,
and
she likes the Kennedy Center, Steve. She likes the Kennedy Center. Yeah. That's what it has to do with it. She's the speaker, and she wants to. Maybe they need some new carpet or something. I don't know. Do they need new lights? I don't know. I've been to the Kennedy Center. It's a beautiful place, but I don't think it has anything to do with the coronavirus. I'm with you, Steve.
Yeah, and then another thing that we found was the tax credits for wind and solar. They've had tax credits all along, and they were set to expire, so they want to bring them back in. And I know the Democrats want to get rid of fossil fuels or whatever, but these things have nothing to do with this coronavirus, and that should be taken out. And any Democrat and actually any Republican that votes for this stuff, for these things, should be fired or whatever.
They are using a crisis. It's exactly what Senator Cramer said on the Senate floor. When he took that big giant poster of James Clyburn, the number three Democrat in the House, and said, hey, this is the perfect opportunity to reshape everything to our vision. They see what you need and what we need as a country in a way of a legitimate response, businesses being impacted. I mean, you have a government telling businesses shut down. You have businesses that are harmed economically because of what they're being told to do by their cities, by their states, by their national. We've never seen anything else like it. So they get together all weekend long, Senate Republicans, Senate Democrats, sitting across from each other saying, what can you live with? Let's do this. Ready to vote on Sunday night. Pelosi sweeps in and says, no, you got to add all this. You can't make it up, Steve. You can't make it up. And you pointed out some very good examples of it. So what do you want to happen now? What should happen?
Well, I'd like to see all those useless bills taken out of there. And I think, and just vote on help for the coronavirus.
All right, so I'm going to add that question to my list for Senator Cramer next hour and Congressman Armstrong. I'm guessing, I don't know, Steve, I'm guessing she's going to get a lot of what she wanted because of the need to do this sooner rather than later. I'm going to guess that, Steve, but you found some great things in there. I appreciate it. A question and a comment from Christian in Fargo. Christian, go ahead.
Hi. First, I want to give hope out to Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, and prayers. Yeah. And a whole lot. He will not be on again today. Todd Herman is sitting in for him. We are on our Fargo affiliate, AM 1100 The Flag. We're going to actually preempt Todd Herman sitting in for Rush and take the Fox News town hall. I don't know if Todd, you thought about that at all, but I know you have a tougher time because you have the noon hour with news and ag and the rest. But we're gonna actually take that from 11 to 1 today because the president is taking a questions. By a virtual town hall. In other words, people aren't going to be in a room. They're going to send in questions, and he's going to answer them. So that's coming up.
Is Russia's time slot up for change then?
Well, Russia's not on today. Russia's unfortunately battling this this cancer, and so he's taking a day-to-day on his treatments and his recovery, and he's not on today. Todd Herman will be in for him. So that's why we decided to do that, because... trust me, okay. I could use every second of Rush Limbaugh I can get. But the time frame is different on KFAR because they take Rush from 11 to 1 and then from 1 to 3, and we do it differently on the Flag of Fargo. So we can do what I'm suggesting easier than Todd can, is what I'm saying. But take your pick. You'll find whatever you like, wherever you want it.
Here's my three quick sentences. Do you want the joke first or do you want the joke last?
Todd, you decide.
last.
Okay. First, I want to know... And I want to make sure people are talking all about preparation and we all should have been prepped for this and that. Let's get prepped for the upcoming flood. Let's not have the flood take us by surprise. Because we're headed for one.
I don't think we are, actually. I don't know. You know, you're calling from Fargo. I don't think Fargo's headed for a flood, actually. I think Fargo's dodged the bullet in a big, big way. But, I mean, it beats his own.
Okay, they keep advertising that we're headed for a flood, so I'm just listening to the city advertisements. Okay, and then I think this would be a good time to be attacked on our soil. Call me, some kind of shock person, but I think that we are in a very weakened state right now as far as our nation goes, and if somebody wanted to attack us on our soil, we got to be prepared for these things.
That question came up for Senator Kramer on Friday, Christian, and he did address that concern by saying, you're absolutely right, and there are bad actors trying to do just that. So you're right. Now, give me the joke.
Now, real quick, they're talking all about these cases from abroad. Well, let's find her and quarantine her. Thank you.
Let the record reflect.
Yeah, so bad.
That Christian said that joke. Not Todd, not Kevin, not Scott.
You don't know people who will use that joke today.
Yeah, there you go. More coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate leaders on both sides of the aisle and White House officials all say they do believe they are ready to close a deal on a coronavirus economic stimulus package. Democrats have been complaining that the originally proposed plan gave too much money to corporations and not enough money to workers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer referring to the bill as a slush fund that the administration could hand out to big business with no oversight. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says
It's not a slush fund. Look, that will get money to small and medium-sized businesses, okay? It will also get money to key parts of the economy that are distressed.
The U.S. has cut $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan after a proposed peace plan with the Taliban there has failed. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
One of the things we do that I'm most proud of on this program is help small businesses. Help North Dakota small businesses. And if I had an hour, I could list off the number of folks who called in maybe one time and then found their phones flooded with the opportunities to, you know, take advantage of their services and became advertisers and literally built a business on it. And one of those is Dak Diesel. This is CJ who called in one day, said, you know what, if you need anything that's diesel fixed, I'll do it. And at the time, it was CJ and the shop, that's it. And they've grown and grown and grown. Now he's traveling all over. They're located in Bismarck, but look, you know, he's going all over, hundreds of miles away, because folks are listening to this program, calling him, saying, do this for me. I need this done. I need it done right. And also on the maintenance side, getting it back on the road is one thing, keeping it there is another thing. They do that very well. They have all kinds of products to help you get better mileage. DakDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. One call I'm going to squeeze in here, and then we're going to go to our guests and more of your calls, so stay on the line. We've got full lines here today on what's on your mind, and also questions for our guests. Welcome as we go. Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong. And we're going to talk to the president of Sanford Bismarck, Dr. Michael LeBeau, in just a moment here. But first, I think there's some common sense in Steele, North Dakota for us. I don't know what it is about Steele, North Dakota, but see, you know, in the valley, you have a sort of the contagion known as, you know, the Minnesota blue stuff that drifts in once in a while. It kind of bypasses western Minnesota and swoops in. I don't know how it does it, Kevin. Do you know how that does it? You know, you got that seven-county contagion that kind of comes in. And then you've got western North Dakota, and it, I mean, those folks... You know, they're salt of the earth, wonderful. So Steele kind of bridges the gaps there a little bit. Well, so Justin, what's on your mind? This is a suggestion of what to do, and if it's coming from Steele, I need to listen. Go ahead.
Well, how about our senators and our House representatives give up part of their salary, like President Trump's doing, to help with this instead of borrowing money?
In other words, instead of borrowing money to pay the senators and the congressmen, they give up their salaries and they help.
Part of their salaries, yes.
Yeah, all right. Tell you what, Kelly Armstrong's here coming up, House member. I'll ask him that question. Kevin Kramer's been asked that question a couple of times and does a pretty good job of explaining his perspective on it. But the president's doing what you're suggesting right now, Justin, just so you know. Appreciate the call. Frazee, Minnesota. Fargo and Bismarck callers standing by. We'll get to you coming up on what's on your mind. Right now, I want to welcome the president of Sanford Bismarck, Sanford Health, of course. I believe the largest health care provider for rural America in the United States, Dr. Michael LeBeau. Mike, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Saw your briefing the other day with Governor Burgum, and I learned a lot in that particular briefing about the preparedness. But for the benefit of folks that didn't hear it and our listeners, is Sanford Health in a position to, no matter what comes in the way of this COVID-19 crisis, you're prepared for it?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that, you know, as we talk about what we're doing, we feel that we've spent, you know, better part of the last 2 months getting ready. We feel like we're ready to take care of anything that comes through our door at this time.
How challenging has this been, given, you know, what we see in other places and then preparing for it here? I mean, in your career and in what Sanford Health does day in and day out, just bring us inside this particular crisis, the coronavirus, and the challenging nature of preparing for it.
This has definitely been unprecedented. It's like nothing we've ever seen before. I think one of the things that I'm most proud of is in a situation like this, obviously you can't go to textbooks and read what you're coming up with. And so you just got to get people onto the ground and just start working and then just take each problem. I think us as a company have done very well with this, but I think us as a state, you know, starting from the governor's office and just his leadership of getting people together, North Dakota Hospital Association, getting all of the hospitals on the same page to start having the difficult discussions about how we go forward as a group, I think has been fantastic.
And
Well, I was going to say, as far as how we go forward, I think you got to have the planning process. We're working hard with modeling. Obviously, the state is using a modeling tool. A lot of our hospitals are. We're getting everybody together to get, you know, onto the same page about what we expect. I think the most important message that we talk about is the social distancing. And I'm sure people are, you know, have heard it loud and clear, but we can't say it often enough that, you know, the importance of the social distancing to keep the spread of the disease at a rate that we can control is really our number one ally at this time.
You know, that's the thing we're starting to hear a little more of now is, okay, is the cure worse than the disease? Are we being so overly protective of the potential worst-case scenario on the model that we are doing irreparable harm to the economy? What is your take on that argument as far as North Dakota is concerned?
You know, it's a great question. I think it's one that we have to continue to debate and go through. As a healthcare provider, I think it's absolutely my opinion that we cannot over-prepare for this at this time. I think the more prepared we are today, the more steps we take in to slow the disease progression, the better we are able to care for folks as they come through our doors. I think history will tell us, you know, where we are. But I think right now, I don't see any way that we don't take this seriously and that we don't prepare and do everything we can to prevent, you know, further infections and further lives lost because of the virus.
I don't remember where I heard it, but the first time I heard the term bending the curve, and then connected with what happened in Italy, where you heard stories literally of the healthcare system being overwhelmed to the point of people having to be in a position of, you know, do we give the ventilator to this individual or that individual? You know, do we give that one morphine because they're 80 years old and we'll just have to just give them a comfortable death because they're not going to make it? I mean, that just boggles your mind, right? But correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Bolt, but I understand that was basically the reason for this "you can't be too careful" mentality towards this of predicting what might come because of the potential to overwhelm the healthcare system. Could something that happened in Italy, something like that, happen in North Dakota?
It's always a possibility, but I think one of the advantages we have is, you know, we see lots of models across multiple parts of our world, large communities, small communities, and we start to get a sense of, you know, the rate at which it's coming. I think that we've implemented our social distancing very early in the process. I think that we feel pretty comfortable that we are making a difference in bending that curve. I think as long as we bend that curve, I think us as North Dakota healthcare providers feel very comfortable that we have the supplies needed and that we have the hospital beds needed. Obviously, you heard General Dorman talk about, from his chair, the planning that needs to go in for disaster management and how we're going to manage a large surge of patients. And that work being done today, I think, will have us ready when the time comes.
Do you still expect a large surge of patients in Sanford, North Dakota?
Yeah, I think that the odds are still likely that, you know, we're not near our plateau or our surge of hospital patients yet. Nobody knows for sure, like, right? This is new, and so that's what makes managing this difficult, is we don't really have any history to go back with. We're not sure how early social distancing will have an effect on the overall outcome of the virus, but we still, I think, have to continue to prepare as a state, continue to prepare as healthcare providers to be ready for a potential surge. We still feel that it's coming.
You know, I hear from time to time people say, and I have to admit, I look at the numbers too, and I, you know, early on until I saw the curve that and the things that had happened in other places and understood the, okay, well, you might be a carrier today, but that isn't going to manifest until somebody else for 15 days down the road. So, you know, going to the worst case scenario. So I've heard enough of this, but I hear people who aren't necessarily getting all the information, but they say there's 500 deaths in the world right now. Right? Or is that a U.S. number?
I think that's our U.S. number. Yep.
Okay, yeah, you're right. It is a U.S. number. Because I remember when it went over 100, like, wow, over 100. And now it's about 543. Which you know, look, that's 543 moms, dads, brothers, sisters. I totally get it. I'm not diminishing it. But compare it to the flu each year, and people say, well, what in the world? Why are we doing all this when the numbers just don't climb to the degree people said they were going to climb? Is it a question of, you know, again, that peak not yet being here? What do you say to somebody who says, you know, the flu numbers are way worse than this, so why are we doing all of this?
Yeah, you know, we've had these exact conversations. I think it's the ultimate question for society to take on. You know, at what point is, and I think we can extrapolate this to delivery of healthcare in America. How much is the right amount of dollars spent to cure or limit the disease process? And in America, we tend to be very aggressive. We really work with quality of life. We really give people the benefit of the doubt. It's really, I think, a unique and remarkable part of our healthcare delivery system. We take some criticism for it. But as you go through a situation like this, it's really, you know, if you look at it through the eyes of a society, I think you might have a different view if you look at it through the eyes of a patient. I see things through the eyes of patients. If it's your father that you're dealing with and he becomes acutely ill with coronavirus, are you going to say, we're not going to try? And everything we're doing today to prepare is trying to prevent us from being in that situation where we have to make the difficult decisions because we don't have supplies or facilities.
I think it's very helpful for people to hear that. I mean, you are a doctor. You're president of Sanford Health in Bismarck. And I think because it's just easy to sort of see the numbers and say, what is the deal? And you know, partly because we're so isolated from it here, and it is, you know, the numbers are very, very low compared to some of those national numbers. I think it's easy to sort of get a little itchy on that. But I think you're making a very good point on just why, as painful as this is from an economic standpoint, from a disruption of what's normal, that it must happen. But for having a loved one in a very difficult position with a healthcare system overwhelmed. So that makes some good sense. One more question for you before we let you go. Hang on one sec. We'll continue after the break and then back to the calls too. Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, Kel and I.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook, call CNC Farms 701-482-7865.
Hi, Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, we have the Oasis Hotline. The Be the Buffalo spirit is alive and well in North Dakota. I want you to know that. It's alive and well with the folks at Oasis Petroleum, who are in a challenging time, as all of the oil industry is right now. But they've got a great team, and they're hard at it right now. And they know there are other North Dakotans that are having that Be the Buffalo spirit right now, especially at a time like this of a national, of an international crisis. So if you know of somebody that deserves a shout out in the middle of this, call us up on the Oasis Petroleum Hotline at 855-200-1776. It's actually for anything. You can call about anything, anytime. Ideas for the show, you can use it as the Hate Hennin Hotline. That's fine. I'm getting some of those Hate Hennin texts right now, Todd. Here's one. Sure happy I listened to K-Fire for this program and not the flag. At least they aren't bailing out on Rush's show. So, yeah, I added a little inflection there, but we just for a quick clarification.
Your choice, if you want one thing, you get one. If you want the other, you pick the other. I mean, we're giving you both.
Exactly. K-Fire 550 is heard everywhere on the planet Earth. So to tune in, Rush Limbaugh, beginning at 11 o'clock today. Now, Rush is not on today. I need to warn you. Rush is battling cancer, so he's day-to-day right now. But Todd Herman is in for him. And I have to admit, if Rush was on, we probably wouldn't be preempting it here either. But we are just for today from 11 to 1, bringing you President Trump's virtual town hall. And you can ask questions if you like. Just go to foxnews.com to participate in that. Okay, a couple more minutes with our guest, Sanford Bismarck President Dr. Michael Lebeau with us. I wanted to ask about your people. I wanted to ask about the morale. I wanted to ask about, the people who, any of us that have been in the hospital. I remember being at Sanford Bismarck for a number of days next to my friend Gene Veeder, and the care you see coming towards those individuals and the families, they become family members. Then you leave the hospital, you forget. Honestly, top of mind's gone. When a loved one's there, you remember. But there's a lot of good people that deliver health care at every health care facility in this state, and big and small, and we appreciate them very much. How is the morale? How are people doing right now?
Overall, I think our staff is holding up very well. It's times like these, you come together as a team and you work hard. I think healthcare workers in general, I think people, see these times, and I hope they have the appreciation for the frontline staff, not just nurses and doctors, but therapists and respiratory therapists and our frontline staff who are booking appointments and putting themselves in harm's way. And we take pride in that. I think as healthcare workers, we take pride that that's our job, and we're here to help in these times. We feel that we are, we're healthcare. This is what we do. And so times like this, I think it's stressful to assist them. And I think we're there to support each other. But I think we feel good as a group that we're ready to get through this.
Dwayne and Bismarck has a question. Let's put your doc hat on, not your president of the Sanford Bismarck hat on, your doc hat on for this one. Dwayne, go ahead for our guest, Michael Lebeau. Dwayne, can you hear me? I'll let you talk to him there, Daniel, if you can figure out what's wrong. He wanted to ask about pets and coronavirus. I've heard this a few times, and usually the question goes like this. Can the pets get coronavirus, or can they give coronavirus? What's your thought on that? Yeah.
I think, I'm not sure that people know exactly COVID-19, what's being passed from pets to pets to humans. But as of right now, I don't know that there's any proof that I've at least read that says that you're going to pass it between your pet and yourself.
Last question for you. Rural health care is so extraordinarily important to much of North Dakota, western Minnesota, South Dakota, certainly eastern Montana as well. It's very important. You want access to health care, and you want it close. Given this crisis and how it is taxing health care, is there the potential we come out on the side of this with less access to health care for rural America than our current situation?
I suppose it's a potential. As I think through that question, I think of a couple of things. I've been a staunch supporter of Medicaid expansion at commercial rates. I think as you look to run small health care facilities, I think we are very fortunate that our governor and legislators have approved Medicaid expansion. I think that gives us, a cushion and a place where, that financial support comes from. I think, the North Dakota Hospital Association has done excellent. I've got a chance to visit with many of our leaders at the critical access hospitals, and I remain very impressed with, their business plans, their plans to get through this. I think as a state, we need to be proud that we're a rural state. And I think in order to be a strong rural state, you have to have health care in the rural areas. And so I think it's an important part of our overall strategic plan to figure out how we're going to support these rural facilities, because we need them.
Dr. Michael LeBeau, we have a couple other questions. We'll forward those on for you. I guess some answers, one on the question of the cost of tests and whatnot. But look forward to having you back. Best of luck to everybody there. Thanks for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
Hey, sure appreciate you having me. Good luck with everything.
Enjoyed it. Sanford Bismarck President Dr. Michael LeBeau on What's on Your Mind, Challenging Times in Which We Live. Jimmy down in Aberdeen, South Dakota, has a comment about Nancy Pelosi's hidden add-ons. Oh, boy. Jimmy, hang on. We're going to get an answer for you. We have Senator Kramer coming up, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, and more. Straight ahead on What's on Your
Mind. Cuyahoga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Cuyahoga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Cuyahoga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Cuyahoga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Cuyahoga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.cuyogand.org. That's cuyogand.org. We want you to consider Cuyahoga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. You've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.